We are gearing up for the new year and creating even more value-packed content to help you achieve success in 2023. In the meantime, we wanted to share some of our most watched episodes from our various video series. Here is a previously recorded interview with Nathan Soliday from our video series, Front Page Success.
Good morning, everybody. Kevin Broughton coming at you from Success Unlimited, our social media platform where our only goal is to help loan originators nationwide have a more freedom-filled life, a better life, a less stressful life. And if you've been tuning into our platform, one of our opportunities within the platform is a thing that we call Front Page News. And today we have a true treat. We have a guy that is 100% deserving of Front Page News. He's one of the best loan originators that I've ever met. I've been very, very fortunate to have worked with this guy for about 5 or 6 years now, and he's just simply one of the best. He knows exactly what he's doing, and he creates experiences for borrowers on a daily basis. And he's a wonderful guy. He's got great ethics. He's got great business savvy, and it's a pleasure to have him on. So without any further ado, I'm going to introduce my friend from Salem, Indiana, Nate Soliday. Nathan, how are you?
I'm good, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I really appreciate you taking time out of your busy day to join us. And this series has been really great. We've gotten a lot of feedback from loan originators across the country that they've picked up a tidbit every single time to help them have a better business. And so I really appreciate you and everything that you do. So, Nathan, your business has grown a lot since we first met. And I think last year you were knocking on the door of 200 units or maybe even jumped over it. And that's a lot of units in 1 year for one guy, but I know that your team's grown. So if you don't mind, could you share kind of how you started in the industry and then what's transpired in the last 5 years specifically on how your team has grown?
Yeah, so definitely. So actually got started in the business in 2002. So I knew I wanted to do something a little different, didn't quite know what it was. And I kept hearing about, you know, this mortgage thing a little bit. So investigated it more, and I had a good friend that was in another town that I started working with, basically. And so he kind of mentored me to get things started for a couple years and get up and running. And but yeah, my first year, I always kind of tell people this: I closed, I think it was 11 loans my first year, and it was rough with you know, a wife and two little girls and all that. But we made it through it. And actually, on those 11 loans, 11 or 12 loans, one of them was for my dad, and one was my father-in-law. So you know, I was fortunate to have those two deals too, but anyway, but then kind of fast forward to, you know, 2016, I think it was, you know, joined S&P, and, you know, it's really been a great time ever since. We've had kind of seen growth from that, you know, moving forward, and that's, you know, that's definitely due to our team and due to the S&P underwriting and closing department and all the good people, you know, with the company. So that's helped a ton, but yeah, that's how we got started and, you know, kind of where we are today. So,
and what's your team look like today? Because you were a sole proprietor for a lot of years, right? You had to do everything on every deal. And I think that's how you became kind of like a expert on guidelines and all that. But that's not really what you do as much today, right?
Right. Yeah. So today our team is a little more spread out. So we've got Doug and Russell that works for me here in the office. So they do a lot of marketing, you know, realtor outreach and you know, a lot of things like that, just to kind of help, you know, keep things going smoothly here locally. And then from a processing standpoint, we have Becca and Sally in Alabama. They do a great job. Becca's been with us 3 or 4 years now, Sally a couple years. And then we have two in Michigan that does some for us too. So we kind of have a team of five that, you know, are kind of working through all kind of different, you know, phases of a loan and even on the front end as far as the marketing side of it. So.
Good. And recently, within the last couple of years, you brought on a couple of loan officers, right? Has that been something you enjoy? Do you like helping mentor and manage loan officers and showing them kind of the ways of the world on how to be successful? Do you enjoy that?
Yeah, definitely. The loan officers that we have are pretty well our team are they're not full time. So they have other jobs. One's a real estate agent. One has another position, but they've really kind of jumped into the business and learned guidelines and, you know, learn the basics of what they need to do to kind of make files go, you know, run successful. And then once they get the deal in, then our team runs with it from there. So Becca and Sally jump on those. So
one of the things that's always impressed me about you is, you know, you always had this kind of quiet approach towards sales, you know, where, you know, we've all seen the guy that's the, you know, life of the party type guy. And then you're not that boisterous and all that, but you've created an unbelievable reputation within your community. You've become the go-to community lender in your town. How did you do that? Could you share a couple tidbits on what you've done to really solidify that? Because you have built a name for yourself in your community.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. So a big part of it, I think, is really just attention to detail and, you know, follow up with our clients. So we're not out there, you know, marketing to a ton of realtors. We've got a small group that we work with, and we've just built a good relationship over the, you know, past several years. You know, one agent that we've worked with for probably 8 or 9 years now, and she does a great job, her and her team. But that's a big part of it. And then really just kind of reaching out to, you know, a lot of people in our area as far as different marketing approaches that we have, and just kind of building a relationship slow and not really doing the hard sell, but doing more of a soft sell when we're talking to them and trying to inform them more on the loan products and options that they have, more than just trying to, you know, push something on them that maybe they don't, you know, that they're not ready for. So,
well, I've always respected that about you. You know, I've been a big admirer of yours, you know, from up here in Michigan for years and years. And I've always noticed like how many unbelievable reviews you get and how the clients all feel that they've just had an experience, and it's never a deal or a transaction to you. And that's what I always love the most, is because I know that each time you talk to someone, you tell them the truth, you go the extra mile, you care only about what's best for the client, not your commission. And you know, not every person in our industry is like that. And I think that's a true key. So the two things I just heard is creating the experience versus a deal or a transaction, and the non-pushy sales attraction process, where you're trying to get people that are good in your town who can refer you good deals, but you're not out there selling them. You're showing them through your efforts and through the results that you're the go-to guy. And that's the best way to build a business, because then it's word of mouth. And then it's, you know, you're not spending all this money on the internet and on, you know, a bunch of stuff that doesn't really produce results anyway, but you don't have to, because you've built a real organic business from doing it right. Is there anything that you see coming in the market? Is your market as tight on inventory as a lot of other places in the country? Or are there any trends that you see that are worrisome to you or exciting to you over the next 12 months?
Yeah, definitely inventory is always, you know, that's definitely been the key word for the past year and a half or 2 years. It's definitely low in our area too. And I was looking at a small town next to us that usually has several listings. And then we looked at that this weekend, and there was zero houses for sale in that town. So that definitely, you know, wow. It's a big surprise. And, you know, as far as the zero, but, you know, so that's definitely going to be interesting to see how that goes over the next several months. But, I was kind of thinking about that earlier, kind of the three ends of 2022 is inventory, interest rates, and inflation. And kind of, you know, when you think about those things, all of that, it all kind of feeds into a consumer's mindset on how they're going to, you know, the question is, how are they going to look at these things over the next several months and things that are happening with, you know, world events and that type thing too. But when all that kind of plays together and interest rates going up a little, there may be a little sticker shock along the way for clients. So I think it's just going to depend on how all of that kind of plays out over the next few months. But still, with inventory low and there are still a lot of people looking to buy in our area, it's just a matter of catching up with the right house at the right time for them. So.
And that's one thing. Another thing I've always admired about you is you actually do better in a rising rate environment than you do in a falling rate environment, because you've always been an all purchase guy. You know, I know that you do refis, you know, situational refis, and when they are available to you, you're not going to turn them away. But you've always built your business for 20 years on the purchase side. And those are the people that do best, you know, as the rates start rising. And, you know, we're still looking at historically low rates over the 50 years that they've been measured. It just, they're not in the twos anymore. Right. So, you know, that's a little bit shocking to the general buyer who hasn't been in the market for a while, who may have heard for the past couple of years that rates are in the threes and blah, blah, blah. And now they're not. So, but I think you'll always succeed in that. And being the local expert, what I love about our industry is technology is extremely important, and we've all adapted to it, and we all use it on a daily basis, but it'll never replace the fact that most people in America, they're going to make the biggest financial investment of their life, want to do so with a professional that they know, like, and trust. And I know that that's been a huge key to your success, is being there for them. They can come sit in your office and they can get all their questions answered face to face, and that's a big deal, right? You still see that as a big deal in your community?
Yeah, quite a bit. So we're licensed in several states, but really our local Southern Indiana area is, 90% of where our business comes from. And we have people every day come into our office and meet with myself or Doug or Russell, and talk about what options they have. And we had a girl that she's actually closing this afternoon, and her name's Haley, but she came in probably three weeks ago, something like that, right when she first got her accepted offer. And she's a first time home buyer. And she really just wanted to make sure that, this house was going to fit her budget. She doesn't care about, hearing about DTI percentages and all that good stuff. Right. We actually went through what her electric bill would be and, her utilities and she was talking about, well, I'm going to have extra money from dog walking and all these little things that are very important to her life and her budget. We walked through all that and kind of made sure that everything was going to work for her and what she could do. So she's really excited. We're closing that today. And she had mentioned, I guess it was 2 weeks ago, that she was getting her, at a hair appointment and telling everybody in the hair salon about us and all that. So all that stuff adds up, and it's always great to hear things like that. But that's definitely kind of a little bit of the customization we do. So.
Well, you're impacting lives, not only those that work directly for you, but more equally importantly, those who borrow money from you. And when you do it right and you do it the way you do it, and you actually care whether that person is in the right mortgage for them, not just a mortgage and not just a house, that really sets you apart, because unfortunately in today's day and age, that's not the norm anymore. And it should be, but I think we've all seen examples where it's not. And I think that's a huge advantage to working with you. So they're going to yell at me if I don't hang this up soon, because we're brushing up against their time limit. But I just wanted to thank you for taking a few minutes out of your day. I hope everybody that's tuned in picked up one or two tips. I know I did. This guy is a great guy, and this guy does it right. And it's a great example of the good guy wins, because he is truly a wonderful human being, and he takes care of people, and he does it the right way without any fanfare needed or any, that kind of stuff. He's just a grinder that goes out there every day and builds his business. And he's seen the fruits of his labor, because you've done real well in the last 2 years, and you've earned the right to do that. So I just thank you for who you are and what you do every day. I appreciate you taking time today to share with the group, and we'll be talking to you soon. In fact, I'll be seeing you in about 10 days. So
yeah, sounds good. Yeah, I appreciate your time, Kevin. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Nathan. Take care now.
Be sure to visit successunlimited.us for free loan officer tools, tips, and video resources. To schedule time with Kevin, visit growingwithkevin.com.